Age wants to live in the happy past. Youth lives in the happy present. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Age wants to live in the happy past while youth lives in the happy present. How wonderful it is to be age and youth at the same time. How wonderful it is to be that we are all that we could ever want to be and all that we could ever dream about right now. Our past is our present, and our present is our past, and our present is our present, and our present is our present. My sister turned 88, and she's just a happy, dynamic, vital woman. She writes clearly, precisely, in a beautiful handwriting, and she recalls all the wonderful things of her happy past, and she recalls all the wonderful things of her six children and their children and their families in the present. What a dynamic, marvelous, fantastic woman to live in both the past and the present, and live there so beautifully, so dynamically, so wonderfully, and so powerfully. We can all do that. We can all do that when we are bright, shining people, when we live from the inside, when we live from our dynamic center, from who and what we really are. Oftentimes we think of the past and we think, oh, how wonderful it was, what wonderful times we had, how we lived all these wonderful adventures, and what a glorious time it was. We remember it with all the love of our heart. We remember with all the peace of our heart. Remember with all the magic in us that we could ever believe in. And we think to ourselves, hey, that is cool. That is really cool. And then we look at our present. And as my sister goes through her list of children and their wives and husbands and their children's children, she goes through all this list of people in her family, and she sees all the magical things that they're doing. And she is as excited in what the great-grandchildren are doing as if they were her own children and as if it were herself. She lives in the present all the time. We all really do. We live in the present all the time. But when we live in the present, we have an opportunity to live in the present present, in this instant now. We live in the now present. To live in the past present, it is telling us what went on at another time, what went on in another age in our life. What Marie was experiencing when she was a child and back at Eagle Lake in Wisconsin, or what she was doing when she lived on 83rd Street in Wauwatosa. And she recalls those things with a snap of her finger, and she's right there. And it's not even a snap of her finger. She's right there as she thinks about it. And you and I are right there as we think about it. But how much more benefit would we have from living in the now, from living in this moment, from living in this attitude where all things are beautiful and good and all things are exciting, all things are rewarding, all things are magical right now? But how do we live in the now? We're going to always have a tendency to live in the past. We're always going to have a tendency to live in another time, in another attitude. We're always going to have a tendency to think other time thoughts rather than now thoughts. How can we train ourselves to think now thoughts? Well, Marie does a good job of that. She just instantly moves into whatever position in life she wants to be in, and she does it. She is right there. And you and I do the same thing. We think instantly of a thing, and we are right there. Now, how can we live in the now and think instantly in the now and be right there. But that shouldn't be too hard a task, should it? No, it shouldn't be too difficult because that's what reality is. Now, I'm thinking in the now. And as I think in the now, I think, what am I doing right now? What am I thinking right now? How am I acting right now? What sort of attitude do I have about myself and my world right now? Can that change? Can that change with different thoughts? Can that change with different attitudes? Can that change with different expectations? It changes all the time. What is it that we want to do? Can we live like Marie? She is so sound and so basic. Oh, yes. She doesn't remember the things that she'd like to remember as quickly as she did because she's not been concentrating on them. She's not been freely open to them. And yet, if she wishes, the past is immediately in her present. Anything that she wished to remember is immediately there as long as she doesn't say, I don't remember. And then, in the present. How often we are living in the present. Here she has all these children and all these grandchildren and all these husbands and wives and all these great-grandchildren and all these husbands and wives of her grandchildren, and she thinks to herself, huh, I know them. Their names are right at the tip of my tongue and I speak them. I don't wish they were there. I speak them because she lives at now presence. When we learn to live in the now, when we learn to live in this moment, this time, this instant, we are living the allness of life. We are living every moment. We are living tomorrow, and we are living yesterday. My son came to visit and had a wonderful time here at the campus, and we were talking about ideas and talking about attitudes. And he said, people oftentimes say to him, well, you sure are a philosopher. And of course, that's exactly what he is. He is a philosopher. He is letting the wisdom, the genius, the imagination inside of him pour forth in magical, wonderful things. And as he does that, his life is lived in the now, in the magic that's in him right now. Marie lives in the now, in the magic that's in her right now. All of us live in the now, in the magic that's in us right now. Sylvia goes shopping, and as she goes shopping, she sees this little baby in the cart in front of her, and she smiles. And Sylvia is one with that child. That child is communicating with Sylvia on its level. And Sylvia is right there on the level of that child, thinking how that child is thinking, smiling, loving the child. The child feels her radiation. It feels her joy. It feels her peace. And as it feels this, she is one in and as that child in the now. We all live in the now more than we realize. We all live beautifully in the now, more than we've ever dreamed that we could. As youth lives in the happy present, because youth lives now. It doesn't worry about the past or the future. It only pays attention to what it is doing right now and how it is doing it right now. And it is having the time of its life. Could we all live as youth lives? We would be living a very happy life. Could we all live as a baby lives, communicating with our innermost thought, communicating with our actions, communicating with who we are, we would be living a most beautiful, wonderful life. Age wants to live in the happy past. Youth lives in the happy present. You and I have the opportunity to live in the allness now. And as we live in the allness, there is no past, there is no future, there is no present. There is only the now. For the allness knows only the now, and it knows only the now in divine order and in love. You and I are the same beautiful way. We know all things in divine order and in love. And as we are knowing these things in divine order and love, We are delighting in them, and we are feeling the happiest thoughts that we could ever dream that we could feel. And how wonderful that is. How absolutely wonderful that is, because that's our reality. That's who we are. That's what we are, and that's why we are, because nothing else matters in our life except to be ourselves and to have fun, to live in the now, to live in the delight and the wonder and the magic of who we are. And love is just that way. Life is just that way. And we are just that way. And delight in it, for that's who you are. Live in the happy present. I love you. I love you. I love you.